quarters from a station just behind. George's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm. Sing, my darling son, be careful how you run. For many a man has lost his life, been trying to make lost time.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and this is another episode of Weezer Wednesday. Yes, it is. I'm back. Admin Zoe Cadman is back on air. Finally, it's been a long 2 weeks away from the WMUC-FM booth. So, yeah, I'm back, and I'm better than ever, and I'm ready to play some tunes. My co-host Grace Heron will be joining us shortly. She is in her electronics lab, but she'll be here soon. In the meantime, I'm gonna kick us off with some Weezer, and then I'll come back and chat some more about our theme and what we're gonna be doing today. But over Thanksgiving break, me, my sister, and my mom sat down and watched some music videos on the TV, and we watched the Keep Fishin' music video by Weezer, and it's got the Muppets in it. I've never seen this video before, but I really enjoyed it. So we're gonna go ahead and play that, and then I'm gonna come back with some more epic tunes and introduce our theme for the week. Here's Keep Fishing by Weezer.
Everything's all set for the next number, Kermit.
Terrific, Fozzie. Yep. That's great. Ryan, River, Scott. You guys ready? You're up next.
Well, actually, this is the actual music video. So now the Muppets are here.
What?
I'm going to skip through.
Come on, let's go!
Oh.
Okay, well, I guess
bye, Kermit.
All, guys. Fozzie, hold down the fort.
Yes, sir.
Oh, not
typical.
Okay. Here we go. Get ready.
Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, I hope, Weezer! Yeah! Yay!
Just
Hey, they aren't half bad.
Nope, they're all bad.
Oh, great job, Buzz. That's beautiful. Good job, penguins.
Wasn't that just beautiful? And the music video, terrific. Give it a watch if you haven't already. It's pretty fun. I can't hear myself in the headphones, but I trust I'm playing. Yeah, that was Keep Fishing by Weezer. And we're gonna keep trucking. Grace, I don't know when Grace is gonna be here. I don't have anyone to banter with in here, so I'm bored. But hopefully she'll come soon from her lab, and we can keep chatting. But in the meantime, I will introduce our theme for the week. If you guys were here last semester, we did a Asian artists ex Severance episode. Just because we had just watched the Severance finale, and it felt fine to just put the two together. And that's kind of what we're doing today again. It was just Thanksgiving break, so we're going to be playing songs that we're thankful for. But also, we were watching Stranger Things over Thanksgiving break, so we're going to be doing Thankfulness x Stranger Things crossover episode, because you know what? Yeah, I enjoyed the new volume of Stranger Things. I'm going to say it. There's a lot of hate about the new seasons, which is understandable. It's kind of, they're corny and they're not as good as they used to be, but I had a good time. I enjoyed myself, and I keep watching edits on my phone, on my TikTok about it, and they're pretty good. So it's just like feeding into this, me liking the show, I guess. Anywho, so I'm going to go ahead and play my first song that's Stranger Things related, I guess. I'm going to play Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs, because that is the song that Robin dedicates to her lover. Because she's also on the radio. WK... I don't know the name of the station in the show, but it's cool. They're like low-key us, or we're them. I don't know. Robin's on the air with Steve, and that's like me and Grace. I'll say that again when she's here. But I'm going to play Pretty in Pink, because I think it's a really good 80s song, and it's in the show, and it's fitting. And sure, I'm grateful for it, because it's a good song. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to have to think about what I want to play next. But there will be something next. Don't worry. And then we'll talk about other stuff later. So here's Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. And I'll be right back after that.
In the side of our lives, where nothing is ever possible.
No one man should have all that culture, but this Club Canyon, know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Fire. Fire as always. FCAUMD.com. Welcome back, everyone. That was Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. And I am Zoe, again, by myself. In the FM studio, no Grace in sight. But that's fine. I'll continue on without her. So, Spotify Wrapped... Oh, I'm loud in the mic. Sorry! Spotify Wrapped came out today. Isn't that thrilling? Your entire Instagram feed is filled with people's Spotify Wraps that you may or may not care about. And you know what? I had a post up the other day that said, I can't wait for Spotify Wrapped to come out so I can see 50-plus dudes glazing the new Geese album. And I honestly haven't seen a lot of that today, and I'm surprised. But I guess it's kind of recent. It's kind of been blowing up more recently. Not sure if any of you care about that. I'm starting to turn into a... I can be converted to a Geese fan, Cameron Winter fan, I guess. But I wasn't a fan at first. But maybe we'll get there. I'll discuss my stats when or if Grace gets here later. But, I have nothing to talk about if I don't have a co-host in here. I don't know how I used to do it. But, yeah, exactly, Sarah. She should be here. But it's lonely in here. And I can't play her songs either, so I have to scrape my own songs together. Usually she carries me through the playlist. In the meantime, I'm gonna keep playing Weezer, and I'll get started on some songs that I'm grateful for, too. I'm gonna play You Still Believe in Me by the Beach Boys. Oh, she's here. Oh!
Hi.
My co-host is here.
Hi. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're sorry? You want to apologize to the fans?
Sorry, fans. The fans being my mommy.
Yeah.
And my dad.
And Sarah. Sarah's listening.
And Sarah.
Yeah,
oh,
well...
Oh boy, that was such a busy day I've just had.
I bet. Well, we can talk about it. We can chat about that. She just came in with a crumpled ball of tissues.
There's an apple in there.
Oh, there's an apple. Okay. Oh, actually, no, there's not. There's no food in the studio.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. I'll play the Beach Boys song while Grace gets set up, and
what
then...
What have you played so far?
I've only played two songs. I played Keep Fishin' by Weezer, and I played Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. And then I'm going to play the Beach Boys, and if you want me to cue a song up, I can do that now.
Yay, okay.
Oh.
Let's talk business after the Beach Boys.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, here's You Still Believe in Me, and then I'll talk about that later.
Hi, Weezer. Hi. Sorry.
Meow.
Thank you.
beautiful was that?
Sigh. That was gorgeous.
Ah. That was You Still Believe in Me by the Beach Boys.
You still believe in me, Zoe?
I guess I still believe in you. It's okay. I once slept through the show and you still believed in me.
And I went, yay! My co-host is here!
So, I still believe in you, Grace.
I wasn't late by choice. Let
yeah.
me just say that. I was in my electronics lab, and we're doing a gate simulation. We have, like, a sensor, a force sensor connected to our toe and our heel, and a potentiometer.
Continue.
Enough! I'm tracking my leg movement with a brace that we made in class.
Oh, that's cool.
Beep boop, beep boop. Calculating knee angle. That's what I did. And Akash helped me last night with my code. I was like, save me! And he was like...
Well, that was so tingly in ASMR.
Wait, did you guys hear that? And then Akash was like this. Can you hear it?
Sounds good in the headphones.
And so, yeah. So... yes, I'm feeling accomplished, because I need to get it all done before Friday. Because what's happening on Friday, Zoe?
Oh,
what are we doing on Friday?
I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. I didn't say it on the air. I didn't forget, though. We're going to New York to see Blood Orange.
Ooh! Concrete Jungle! When I was there last time, I was like, the big city. And me, from the country.
just little me from Harford County. In the Big Apple. So, that's exciting.
I'm so excited. We have to make a playlist, by the way, because we're going to be doing...
For the road trip?
Yeah, at least 12 hours of driving this weekend.
Yay!
So, we need some good tunes, so...
Can we just listen to Geese on the way there? I was talking about Geese before you came.
What'd you say? Oh, my name is Zoe, and I love Geese now.
No.
And Geese is on my top five albums of the year...
I was talking about how I made that post about I'm not ready to see 50 Dudes glazing the new Geese album, but how I didn't see that today. Like, I didn't really see that. Because
it came out in, like,
yeah,
a month
recent.
Ago. And Spotify Wrap stops taking your data in October.
But if,
excuse me.
If this were, like, 2 months in the future, I would have seen all the glaze.
Well, don't worry, because I saw one person glazing Geese.
Mm.
Geese and Cameron Winter on their top albums. And that was, what, 2D, 3D Country?
Yeah, that was...
Was their album?
No,
that was from
2 years ago.
Yeah.
The one this year is getting killed.
Being dead. Sorry, I'm talking to a Geese fan here.
No. I'm leaving. I'm rage quitting.
I just rage baited Zoe on air. Geese bait.
Geese baiting me. Well, do you want to play some songs that you're maybe thankful for on air?
Yes, 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 yes. So I would like to start off with Lighthearted by Kids Garden.
Okay.
Now... Why am I grateful for this song? Well, Eureka, guys. Kids Garden, this is a collab with Mirror Kisses. And if you guys know Mirror Kisses, that's George Clanton. So I'm grateful for George Clanton. But this song is so Stranger Things.
Oh.
So it's killing two birds with one stone. Getting killed, two birds with one stone. And then, should we do one song after?
Yeah, you pick, because I don't have enough picks on the playlist.
Time After Time by Chet Baker, which was on my number one album this past year. I love this album.
Wait, this is so good in my headphones.
Wait, I want to hear to that. Okay, now snap.
You keep talking and then I'm going to snap in the mic.
And oh.
Do you like that?
Tingles. And then, oh yes, Chet Baker. Because I listen to so much Chet Baker and 50s jazz, my age is 89. And I don't think I've seen a single person with an older age than me.
One of my friends had 93, and it was really making me...
What? No, I can't be beat.
A lot.
Ah.
Because you listen to a lot of 40s music, you're 93 years old.
Well, I'm a 50s gal, so sorry.
Yeah, I'm a 70s gal, so I got 6'9".
Oh, you're older than my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad is 60.
Yeah, but you're, like, your dad's grandpa.
Dad's unk.
Wow. So, yeah, we're all unk here.
No, I'm the unkest in the room.
Yeah.
I'm the unkest in the
room. You're the gramps, and I'm unk.
I'm the Ginchy in the room.
That's so true.
Wow. Oh, yeah, so that's the next one. We have Lighthearted by Mirror Kisses and Kids Garden, which is giving Stranger Things vibes. Then Time After Time by Chet Baker.
And
that song is about Chet saying he's so lucky and thankful to be loving you. Chet Baker loves you.
Wow.
And he's going to be singing the song to you coming up.
That's beautiful.
In the next song.
Well, shall we get to playing?
I want to get to playing.
Okay, well, let's do it. Here's
Lighthearted by Kids Garden.
Are you guys hearing this? This sounds so Stranger Things. I'm dabbing.
Hey, yo, dab on him, check.
Body to go on this way. She holds her. after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Wow, that song was so relaxing. I just really like that song.
And a week of stress is relieved from me after listening to that song.
Speaking of a week of stress, Zoe, I want your opinion on this stressful four new episodes of Stranger Things that came out.
I feel like I'm 14 years old again and I'm watching Stranger Things. So thanks, Duffer Brothers. I'm grateful for you, I guess. I really enjoyed the last episode, and I think that's a commonly shared sentiment. I feel like everything is looking up, even though the show is coming to a close. But the first three episodes were like, oh, I'm making the lights go red. I was like, the production value is like too high, and everything is fake, and Grace is doing the Kai Cenat face in the studio. So yeah, the first three episodes were like fine, and Dustin kept getting beat up by the bullies, and I was like, what's going on? And I'm sick of this. But then the last episode was like, oh, why is this Loki good?
This is me when
why
my name
is the show Loki good.
No spoilers. Me when my name is redacted and I have redacted.
True. But he's like, and he's Loki Vecna. Okay, it's been like an okay.
Sorry.
It's been enough time. You should have watched it by now if you care. And if you haven't, sorry. So that's my thoughts. Do you have thoughts on it?
I have only seen season one and the first four episodes of season five. So I'm a fake fan.
Okay.
Everything about me should point in the direction of Stranger Things.
I actually don't agree, but...
Oh, really?
I think you're like a different kind of... I don't know. Like, a Stranger Things fan is, like, someone not as awesome and, like, gamer nerd.
What? Not as awesome? Hey. Stranger Things fans are awesome. But I'm a different
but,
kind
of... Like, they're, like,
what
millennial.
Kind of awesome is this?
I feel like I'm low-key, like, a millennial. Like, all throughout college, I felt like a millennial. I'm like, I'm gonna become a Disney adult. And I'm gonna love Stranger Things, but...
Are you a Disney adult?
What if I become a Disney adult? I don't know. What if I'm like, hidden Mickey, this hidden Mickey, and I'm going to go to Disney every year?
I think I'd rather you listen to geese.
Okay. Well, we can make both happen. Geese at Disney World. So that's how I feel. Every time I like start getting into Stranger Things, I'm like, I'm 30 years old. But it's good. I don't know. I don't really have anything else to add. I don't have, I can't form any thoughts. Bello.
The Chet Baker just actually took out everything.
It just like lobotomized me.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm hungry.
Every time we're in the studio, Grace is like, I'm going to have dinner in 30 minutes.
I need to go to the dining hall before we finish this semester.
Oh, true. Facts on God. On gosh.
T.S. T.S. gosh, facts.
Okay. Chill on me.
Chill on me, bro. Chill on me. I really enjoyed it. I think, well, sorry. Byler. Hello?
Oh!
Are we shipping?
Wait, are we so... Can we say that? Is that a spoiler or not?
No. I guess just do it. Byler. Byers plus... What's...
Okay. Byers plus Wheeler.
A Wheeler.
Yeah.
Byler.
Yeah.
Why not... Mill.
I don't like the way mill sounds.
Wyke?
No. See, those sound bad.
I shouldn't be saying those words, I feel. I think something's wrong.
Low-key a slur. Those wikes. So, yeah. I don't think I ship it because I just really like all the edits around it, but I don't ship them because I don't think Mike is, goes for those kinds of people.
Yeah.
Boys.
I think he is liking 11.
Yeah. But I also don't think they're meant for each other either. Well.
Then who's 11 meant for?
Maybe.
But you know what? Not everything has to end in romance.
Yeah, that's what
I have to remind myself.
I feel
that.
Like I also think this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't like Jonathan and Nancy.
Me neither.
Because I don't think they're
like,
meant for each other.
He's a wet blanket. I've never liked him. I'm sorry.
I liked him in like the second season, I guess. But then after that, I was like, no. No more of this. But I don't want Stan. I want Nancy with me, not with Steve or with Jonathan.
Oh.
So.
Wait, I like that take.
Oh, T.
Wait, T. Wait, leave Steve and Jonathan for themselves together.
Yeah.
And then.
Stonathan.
Stan.
Jancy. I don't. Wait.
Laurel. Yanny.
Jeeve. I ship Jeeve. Yeah, that's my ship. Anyway, this is what I'm saying. Like, if I talk about it too long, I feel like I'm, like, ancient. So, I'm going to talk about something youthful, like brain rot, like 6'7 or something. I don't know.
No. If you know me, you know I dislike 6'7. I dislike it.
I dislike it.
It's not funny.
You're right.
No, we should bring back mustard and mango.
Mm.
That was funny. Last semester, I was...
What's the eye of raw?
Yes. But not chopped chin. That was... No. Well, you know, now we're, like, doing a wrapped for music. Let's do a wrapped for memes. Like, there's a lot of stuff I'm, like, not happy with.
Yeah.
Take me back to the good old days, you know? Big Chungus.
The, like, deep-fried, like, yes, like that. I'm not looking at that, but yes, that. The deep-fried memes where it's like, boy, and it's, like, really loud in your ear. I want that.
That's why I'm saying boy again.
It's, like, really crunchy and, yeah. Well, I don't know if that was a good era for memes either, but...
Better than now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than now.
All right. What other songs are we thankful for or / remind you of Stranger Things? Any thoughts? If not, I'm going to play Lost in the Woods by Weezer.
Do you have my money? I'm just grateful for this song. This song is so good. IMO. It, like, changes a lot of pace and the guitar is really great and... Flanoffy is actually coming to Philly in January. And I am trying to convince my good friends, Zoe.
Oh, it doesn't take a lot of convincing.
Rhea, to come to the show with me. And yes, I'm excited. $18.
Oh, sign me up.
At the Ukrainian Center in Philly. I'm excited. My second time seeing someone in the Ukrainian Center. Before I saw Chanel Beads.
Me.
I love them. So, yes. Oh, so that's my option. And then what would you like?
I'm gonna cue Teenage Blue by Dreamgirl. Mm. This is one of my favorite songs, OAT. It just brings me back to simpler times, like the beginning of COVID. Not so much the middle and end, but the beginning, when everything was like, I'm done with school and I'm just going to sit at home and do nothing, and life is peaceful, and I'm 15 years old. And it brings me back to that, and it is always calming and emotional, and I'm grateful for this song. It's brought me through hard times. Even though it's low-key blown up, so it's not even...
Niche.
I lost the niche off today, but it's whatever. So let's do... Oh, and then I'm going to play Weezer, Lost in the Woods, which is a cover of the Lost in the Woods song from Frozen 2. That's another song that I was watching over break with my family. It's kind of good. You know, Rivers Cuomo, you should have been in Frozen instead of... What's...
Kristoff.
Yeah.
Sven.
He should have been Olaf. Sven. So let's do those three.
He should have been the deer that makes no... Like, that doesn't make any words. Doesn't make any words. Doesn't speak any words. Wow.
What is... I don't even... What is Sven the reindeer?
Yeah. That's why I was like, yeah, he should be the reindeer, the one that grunts and never says a word.
No.
He should be Olaf.
No, Olaf is funny af.
Kristoff?
Kristoff. Okay, let's just play the songs.
I'm not a Disney adult, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Enough. This is Do You Have My Money by Flanaffy.
Do you have my money? Give me my money.
No. Goodbye.
gone off on a different path than mine. I'm left behind, wondering if I should follow. You had to go, and of course it's always fine. I probably could catch up with you tomorrow.
Gorgeous song off of the Frozen 2 soundtrack. It's muted.
Okay, good.
Hi. That was Lost in the Woods, the cover by Weezer. And before that was Teenage Blue by Dreamgirl. And before that was Do You Have My Money by Funafi.
You could be singing that song live in a month, you know.
Okay, let's go.
Yay!
Let's freaking go.
I love Funafi so much.
What I do?
Sigh. What else happened to you this Thanksgiving?
I went to two holiday markets and I watched
Two holiday
Stranger. Okay.
Market.
It's the show's over.
Okay, I'm sorry.
two holiday markets.
Sorry, ruining the episode.
I went to the holiday market in Baltimore and the one in DC, and I spent time with my family, and that's all.
Duh.
What about you?
I ran the turkey trot.
Bro-trotted.
Oh my gosh. I have a crazy story to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. I was like, my cousin got this jacket from the Catholic Student Center by his university. And he got this jacket for free. They were getting stuff away. He gets the jacket. He washes it. Puts the jacket on. Puts his hands in the pockets. What is in the pocket? A dirty needle. He gets pricked by the dirty needle.
Oh my goodness. So what did he do?
He's getting like routine blood tests.
Oh jeez.
I know. Crazy. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, and then what is he wearing while he's telling the story? He's wearing the jacket. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, well, it went through the wash with the needle in it?
Yes.
Well, then maybe it got a little bit washed out, but hopefully.
Oh, laundry detergent. You saved my life.
That's really horrifying.
It's terrifying. It's making me like second guess every thrifting adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still thrift. That won't stop me.
Just check the pockets, I guess. That's the moral of the story.
I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, do you have any closing thoughts about being thankful or about Stranger Things?
Well, I am really thankful for my friends, specifically my roommates, and my fifth roommate, Akash, I guess. I was thinking over the weekend how grateful and lucky I am to have such awesome friends and to feel so comfortable and secure with where I am. And I'm really happy the path led me to where I am now.
Aww.
Oh, duh. Oh,
that is so sweet and nice and true. Get this man a fax.
No printer.
That's
that one girl on Instagram that's like, copy, period, fax, no printer.
I don't know that one, sorry.
Oh.
I only know that I love fried chicken. Dip it in the fryer.
That's oh my god.
Okay, well that's okay. Well, that was the intermission of. Okay.
You can't be serious for too long.
I'm losing my brain cells. Okay.
Sorry. I've been doing a lot of work today, and so this is what happens.
Yeah, I haven't, and now I need to gear up to do a lot of work for the rest of the night. So let's see. What am I thankful for? I'm also really thankful for my roommates, and all of my friends, and my family, and being employed. Sorry, I'm really grateful that I'm gonna have a job, and I feel happy that I am. My education is paying off, and I'm grateful to be educated and have a loving family and loving friends. And yeah,
love is everywhere. Love, nice. Can you tell on air where you're accepting your employment offer?
But not that it's going to matter to literally anyone listening, though.
Me.
I will be accepting my job offer at Kim Lee. Eek! Yay, shout out to anyone who's a civil engineer.
You're a Virginia girl now.
Okay, I can't talk about that. That's really something.
No, but... Wait,
True. Get this man a true.
This man a fax.
Okay, let's play our last two songs. Yes? Our last two songs are Saint by Blood Orange, because we are seeing Blood Orange this weekend, and also Marcel by Hers. I think that is a good last song.
Amazing.
Given that Grace and I are Hers fans, and it's just like so lovely and delightful. So let's do that. And I hope everyone's having a delightful evening and staying warm in this cold, cold weather. And brace yourself for some potential snow this Friday. Ooh.
Because we're driving to New York and it's going to be snowing.
Oh, brother. I don't think it'll snow when we drive.
My mom low-key's going to be like, no, you're not driving.
Oh, no, you're not doing that. Shh. It's not going to snow, trust me. Okay, here's Saint by Blood Orange. And I love everyone who listens to this show. Oh, I'm grateful for the listeners of the show.
I'm grateful for you guys. Thank you.
Yes. And I'm grateful for Weezer Wednesday. Thank you to every past host and the founder, Allison, and everyone who has hosted after her. So, yeah, shout out to this awesome lineage. And here we go.
My heart is warm and my belly is empty because I'm hungry.
Rub my belly. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I got to see you later for more. You said before. You wish I'd seen the saint you were before. Your skin's a light that shines for us all, you said before. The ground that shines and lights your darkest thoughts. We'll be right back.
I seem the saint you